there. Welcome to Following the Truth. I'm Gary Zimek. Today is Friday. It's March the 15th. And on today's program, I'm going to call this one, It's Not Time Yet. And this certainly ties into what we've been talking about throughout the week regarding God's will. And Jesus absolutely came into our world to fulfill, to live out the will of the Father. He was sent on a mission. He did what he was supposed to do. And as such, as he was so in touch with the Father and so determined to follow his will at all times, there's an issue of timing as well. And he sets a great example for us. You know, you look to imitate somebody. You want to look at Jesus as a Christian, as a role model, as somebody who gives us an idea of what we should do during Lent, or what we or who we are striving to become, what we should look like. The life of Jesus gives us a great example of that. And we're going to see in the gospel from today's daily mass the importance of, in following the will of the Father, respecting his timing. Sometimes we get a little impatient and we get a little ahead of God and we want things to happen quickly. We're not willing to wait for his timing. Well, Jesus gives us an idea of his determination to live out the will of the Father, especially when it comes to timing. He's not going to get ahead of the Father. He's not going to do anything that contradicts the scriptures which foretold of his crucifixion, what he did at Calvary. He's going to follow it to the letter, the will of the Father. So let's look at the gospel from today's daily mass, John chapter 7. It begins in verse 1. Jesus moved about within Galilee. He did not wish to travel in Judea because the Jews were trying to kill him, but the Jewish feast of Tabernacles was near. But when his brothers had gone up to the feast, he himself also went up, not openly, but as it were in secret. Some of the inhabitants of Jerusalem said, "Is he not the one they're trying to kill? And look, he is speaking openly, and they say nothing to him. Could the authorities have realized that he is the Christ? But we know where he is from. When the Christ comes, no one will know where he is from." So Jesus cried out in the temple area as he was teaching and said, "You know me, and also know where I am from. Yet I did not come on my own, but the one who sent me, whom you do not know, is true. I know him because I am from him, and he sent me." So they tried to arrest him, but no one laid a hand upon him, because his hour had not yet come. Jesus did, he ruffled a few feathers here. The people who claimed to be followers of God, who claimed to be faithful to God and his commands and his will, they wanted to arrest Jesus because Jesus accused them of not knowing God. And in reality, based on their actions, they didn't know God. They claimed to, but here they were so self-righteous and closed-minded that they didn't want to accept the teaching of Jesus. They didn't believe. They chose to close their mind to the fact that Jesus was the long-awaited Messiah because he didn't fit the description that they had of him. So I think for each of us, as we close this week out and prepare to enter into the fifth week of Lent, it's a good reminder for us. Are we open-minded? Are we open-minded to accept the will of the Father and the words of Jesus in our life? Are we willing to accept his timing? As we see, Jesus said, "The time has not come." It's getting closer. They're closing in on me, but the time is not right. Again, he was so in touch with the will of the Father and the Father's timetable. How are you making out with that? I know I struggle with this. When I want something, I want it, and I want it quickly. If I want to, even when I want to improve spiritually, I want it to happen according to my schedule. Lent might be a great example of that. Maybe you're not making the progress that you would like to make. Maybe it's not happening fast enough. Are you willing to just put in the work and trust in the Father's timing? Maybe that's something to consider as we get ready to enter into this fifth week of Lent. Hope you have a fantastic weekend. God bless you, and we will talk to you next time. Bye-bye.